gives me great pleasure to introduce to you this week's gift giver, Rod Yank, CEO and co-founder of my first direct selling company, Envirotech International, the waterless car wash company that I spoke of in volume 29. Long before I met Rod Yank in April of 1995, he was already a successful entrepreneur throughout his life, having ran a successful contracting company early on, then being an independent representative for Sprint. The phone company had a direct selling company called Sprint 2000, and he built a large sales organization with them. And those are just a couple examples of Rod Yank and the accomplishments he had already amassed before he found a bottle of waterless car wash by an inventor back in the late 80s. When that inventor sprayed this waterless car wash on the car over the dirt and Rod saw it wiped in, wiped off, the car was clean and waxed all at the same time with no water, Rod saw the possibilities. Rod quickly moved to marketing Dry Wash and Guard, the brand name of the waterless car wash, through an infomercial. And when the infomercial aired and sales were dismal, market research told Rod that people loved the concept of the product as they watched it on their TVs, but they just couldn't believe that it was that good, that it really worked. Heck, it was waterless car wash. When Rod understood the market research and he thought back to the way he was introduced to Dry Wash and Guard through that brilliant, one-of-a-kind, eye-catching demonstration, he decided to start a direct selling company. In essence, putting that waterless car wash into the hands of thousands of independent representatives who demonstrate the product again and again, a process that he branded squirting the dirt. And from that simple demonstration, from the inventor to Rod, and Rod's demonstration to a handful of people he knew from the direct selling industry, coupled with the story of this product saving our most precious, valuable natural resource, water, the waterless car wash Envirotech International Bonanza had begun. Rod's battle cry was simple. Squirt the dirt 3 times a day and watch your business grow. The notion that if you demonstrated that product 3 times a day, you were meeting at least 90 people a month, allowing you to grow a business from your home. A fantastic product built upon a simple plan of teaching people to simply show that product 3 times a day. A product that, if you were at a gas station, we had magnetic signs on the car that said waterless car wash. You would catch people looking at that magnetic sign, and all you had to do was teach somebody to point to that sign with their thumb and say, "Neat stuff, want to see it work?" And people would walk over to you to see a demonstration. It was such a curious product that got them to look at it. It was that brilliant, simple demonstration that captured their attention. And it was the simple battle cry, the simple sales plan of squirt the dirt 3 times a day and watch your business grow. That took Envirotech International to over $50 million of sales annually during the 90s. And Rod gave Courtney and I many a gift during that decade. He gave us the opportunity to have our first business that allowed us to eliminate $50,000 of unsecured debt, that allowed us to buy our house, the land of hope and dreams, and be completely debt-free in our early 30s by being in direct sales. He also gave us the opportunity to sell our business and moved to Las Vegas, where he began teaching us about running a direct selling company. But the gift I share with you today that Rod gave to me is the idea that great things are often disguised in the simplest of ideas, and that great things are often disguised in the basics, the fundamentals. I mean, it's amazing that hundreds of thousands of people got excited about waterless car wash because they saw a simple demonstration. And all throughout that decade, it did not matter who came to the home office to see Rod, whether it was an investment banker or a car detailer. The first thing Rod did, dressed in his suit, is march him right out to his Suburban and demonstrate that product. He followed the basics, no matter how big the company got, no matter how successful he was, no matter how much money he had made. The first thing he did to introduce people to him, Dry Wash and Guard, and his company is he demonstrated the product. And through Rod, I learned that in any endeavor, about a half a dozen things make all the difference. You don't have to go learn 100, 1,000 things in order to be who you want to be, do what you want to do, and have what you want to have in your chosen directions in life. Generally speaking, you have to learn a half a dozen things and become masterful at those half a dozen things. And it's those half a dozen things that will make all the difference. And isn't that the good news, that we only have to learn about a half a dozen things? Look at anybody displaying excellence in any endeavor, and it's there. You'll find somebody who, just like Rod, understands that great things are disguised in the simplest of ideas, and that great things are disguised in the basics, in the fundamentals. So thanks, Rod. Through Waterless Car Wash and a simple sales plan, you gave me the gift to look for those half a dozen things that make all the difference in any situation I find myself in and become masterful at those half a dozen things and forget the rest. And thanks, Rod, for giving Courtney and I opportunities aplenty during that decade that affected us positively and profoundly back then and even still today. And thank you for listening. And never forget, you're a gift. Happy days.